This is an Aero News Touch and Go for February 26, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. The National Transportation Safety Board is sending a team of investigators to Amsterdam to assist in the investigation of the crash of a Turkish Airlines 737-800. Flight 1951 was on approach, inbound from Istanbul, when it crashed in a muddy field short of the runway about 10:40 a.m. local time yesterday. As of our deadline, there were 9 reported fatalities, including all 3 members of the flight crew. The modern plane's current safety technology is already being praised for the low casualty count, especially considering the fuselage broke into 3 sections on impact. Conditions were reported calm and clear, and passengers told reporters they heard routine pre-landing instructions, then sudden turbulence and a crash. Further details will be released by the Dutch Safety Board. Check back for updates at aero-news.net. As the NTSB continues to prod the FAA for being too slow to adopt tougher rules for flight in icing, the new leadership of the U.S. Department of Transportation is taking credit for the statistical improvement in the safety of airline travel. DOT claims the FAA has wrought a 65% reduction in the aviation fatal accident rate between 1997 and 2006. New acting FAA Administrator Lynn Osmus says, quote, "The FAA has a fierce commitment to safety. It continues to strive toward its goal of no accidents. The FAA is always looking to improve risks to the flying public by working to improve equipment, procedures, training, and crew coordination," unquote. Among the trophies the DOT points to on its mantle is the fact that until Continental Connection Flight 3407, the last fatal commercial airline accident linked to icing occurred in 1997. In the 10 years before that, 10 airline accidents, fatal and non-fatal, were blamed on icing. The NTSB's investigation into the Flight 3407 accident continues. The failure of NASA's Orbiting Carbon Observatory to reach orbit following launch Tuesday is more than an isolated disappointment to the agency and climate researchers. The Washington Post reports it's a real setback for what is hoped will one day be a network for monitoring Earth's atmosphere. It was hoped that the $280 million mission would determine what becomes of carbon dioxide from burning fossil fuels, how much is absorbed by natural sinks in the oceans and forests, and how much lingers to aggravate the greenhouse effect in the atmosphere. Scientists complain that in 2007 we spent more money investigating other planets than we did our own. Neil Lane, science advisor to the Clinton administration, says the failure of the OCO is a real setback. Quote, "The program was weak and now it's really weak," unquote. There are more climate study missions on NASA's agenda, and the Obama administration seems game to fund them. Some scientists are pushing for a replacement for the OCO, while others say the research should wait for a second generation of the observatory that's already on the drawing board. A decision on that is expected within a few weeks. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Space exploration fans are cheered by a new survey. An Australian aerobatic star dies during a photo shoot. And Los Angeles wants to turn Palmdale Regional Airport into a solar power plant. Also check out the ANN special feature. Today, the first installment of Jim Campbell's conversation with Cessna VP of Marketing, Tom Aniello. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.